You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And welcome to What's Cooking in the 321 with Kim and Jen and Lex for one more day, Jen. So Lex, my 12-year-old, happy to have you here today again.
Thank you.
Pain in the butt. You go back to school next week.
Yay.
Which bums me out because I feel like summer's gone so fast.
But the thing is, on this, what time do you go to school?
9:30.
Yeah. What is up with an seventh grader? Last year, we had to get up at like 6:45, get all ready. And let me tell you, last year she was younger. It's like she grew twice as much this summer. All right, now she goes into junior high. And last year, we had to be at school at 7. We got up at 7. We were leaving like 7:30 to school by 8, which got me to work on time, made me work. Now this year, I'm going to be so lazy, which let me just tell you, this is the first time we've closed the colleges for the summer. That's a first for me. Couldn't be more happy that I did that because I have got to enjoy the summer with you. And, you know, you did guilt mom because you said, I really love having you home.
Yay.
It's like, this is new. It's like, all right, I feel like, you know what now? But so summer's over for the Florida kids.
Yeah.
Some of them now, like Jen, your grandkids have been on the school all year round.
Oh, yeah. My granddaughters, they go to Challenger 7, so they've been in school since July 20th. And they love it. A lot of
controversy about that.
There is, but the teachers love it the students.
They just get more breaks.
Well, they do get a lot longer breaks. But
and I think that's what it is. And I don't think that everybody understands that it's the same amount of days per year that the kids go to school. It's just spread out more. So I don't know.
It keeps it's what's called the summer slump. Where
they
know,
get
the kids,
dumb?
Well,
oh,
yeah. Whatever
Lex,
you learn,
did you get dumb over the summer?
I
whatever
can't
you
do learned a numeric expression to save my life.
That's so funny. Whatever you learned at the end of the school year, you've got to kind of refresh. Well, by going back earlier, that lessens that, you know.
And I believe that.
And my granddaughters love it.
But so, personally,
of course, they're in first and third grade, so they still love school. But
yeah,
so have you step up to the mic, there, young person, that's right.
There you go.
So let me just ask you a question. Do you feel like you've forgotten every single thing you've learned in your life going back to school?
I can still spell, so that's good.
Okay.
And Italy is in the United States.
No, so my best friend Brianna was wearing an Italy necklace and I was having trouble remembering the states. I forgot that Michigan and Georgia were in the U.S.
Oh, so that's a prime example that she needs to be in school year-round.
No, but I couldn't have even done that last year. I would have forgot last year, too.
Yeah, Lex.
So she came up and to my door, and she was wearing a necklace in the shape of Italy. It was the Italy colors. And then I was like, see, it's Italy. I finally know my states. And then I remembered it was a country.
Oh, my goodness.
Shaking my head.
And then I wanted
your sister's going to Greece, so you got to know these things.
She better bring me some Saganaki.
So summer has gone by quickly, and I'm sorry to see you going back. I really am.
Are you,
I've enjoyed. I am. I've actually enjoyed spending the summer with you, and that's I think you can say that's probably the first time really that I haven't worked all summer, and that I've taken some time off with you, and So I was happy to do that. Yep. So I'm glad you're here on your you go back Monday. So this is our last Tuesday that you're going to be gracing our audience here with your knowledge of how to make martinis and what you know about the restaurant
and
world.
And the states that are actually countries.
That's right. So I believe
false
that...
knowledge.
I believe that Jen's got something right, though, is that long time off does you forget so much. So
I can't do math.
The first month's got to be about picking back up.
I can't do math when I'm in school, though.
Yeah, but you get an award for it.
She did that in spite of me because I got up there and then she hugged me and she whispered in my ear.
So here's the thing. We went to the graduation for sixth grade and Jen and I about fell out of our chairs because all of a sudden Lex is getting these awards. It's like, for math, Lex Dundon. I'm like, what? What? When did she do that? We're just looking at each other like, when did the kid do
that?
Because
she sat and cried at night about math.
Yeah.
She'd kept calling Meredith and, Meredith, please help me.
That's right. So
and then I don't
know
understand it.
Michigan doesn't start school, I think, till September. So they get a little longer break, which I don't know why. It's still hot as can be here in Florida for you people listening outside. And by the way, we're taking all kinds of texts today at 321-437-1567. Mm-hmm. I'll say that slower. 321-437. No, did I say that right? Did I just say the number right? 437-1567. You can text today. We're letting anybody sort of advertise. Mm-hmm. You can text us. And we'll give you a shout out and
text us the who, what,
talk.
When, where.
And everything in life is a hidden agenda. We're doing that so that we're going to call you next week and go, okay, now do you want to advertise with us on our new season of What's Cooking in the 321 here at WWBC?
Yeah. We kind of have a sad thing going on over at the Cape. Big Shot Bob's House of Wings burnt the other night.
I saw that on the news and it was unbelievable.
People are going to be out of work for a while, and from what I understand, the surrounding businesses are going to try to pick up some of their people, which is phenomenal. I mean, Cape's, you know, like every other little community here, everybody helps everybody, but I'm not real sure what they're doing yet. I checked on the Facebook page, and they're like, you know, we may be down, but we're not out, so Big Shot Bob's is going to be coming back.
And hopefully. I know you're from that north area. How long have they been there? They've been there a long time?
I really don't know. I didn't get a chance to really look much into it before I got the text about, you know, hey, mention it because, you know, everybody kind of keep an eye on Big Shot Bob's Facebook page.
Well, and it's so hard for us to keep employees anyways right now.
It is.
The wages.
Well, not only that, you know, plus you get an established place like that. Everybody loves their wings. You know, that's one of those family places everybody goes to the same time every week and different things like that. Because all the outpouring that I've seen for this has been really, really phenomenal. So I do expect to see them, you know, coming back hopefully pretty quick from just for the community aspect. So,
and
Big Shot Bob's, we're thinking about you.
And you know who else I'm thinking about today? My old pal from the radio, Scott, from Scott's on Fifth.
Yeah.
Had his hip surgery yesterday. He's put it all on Facebook. So Hip Act, he's put it out there for everybody. But, Scott, we want to send you some mad love, and we miss you, and we can't wait till you're up and going and get Scott's on Fifth.
I need my bolognese.
One of our favorites. Yes. Lex probably needs her bolognese.
I need my steak.
You know what? That's what it is. Pesto. Scott makes the best pesto I've ever had. Way better than mine.
I think he puts crack in it or something.
I think
not. I'm like,
I eat that pesto.
I know. And you would eat it every single minute.
It is the best pesto.
That explains my state.
So I think it's the wine. I think it's the white wine.
I don't know what it is, but you've tried to duplicate it.
I have.
It is nowhere near it.
And Danny, I got to tell you, I'm good at cloning something. I can taste it, and then I can go back and I can play with it.
Yeah.
For some reason, I do have a problem making his pesto. I've got his cookbook with his pesto recipe in it, and I'm telling you, it's not the same, Scott. It's just not the same. Mm-hmm. It's that bait and switch.
You're hiding something.
It's that bait and switch.
Secret. Keep it hidden because yours is phenomenal.
It's like a picture.
I mean, we take a pint-sized jar in there?
Yep. We take our little mason jar in there, and
like,
we fill it up.
You can buy this.
So... maybe he'll actually let me come to his house and make it with him so that I can have some at home while he's down. He is going to be closed, I think, till September sometime. And we're going to get him on the show.
We'll get him on the show.
Since he can't cook, we'll get him back on the show and saying hi to everybody. And, you know, he likes his face on at the same time. Then we'll have to hook some cameras up so we can do that. Last night, Lex, tell everybody where we went last night.
We went to Taste of India.
Taste of India.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. And this weekend, we have the India Festival, We're hosting
Melbourne Auditorium.
Yep. The India Festival is on at the Melbourne Auditorium. Anybody's welcome to come to it. And we've got Taste of India is doing the food. We're doing plus the alcohol, and those two things always match and meet and go together.
Yeah, I think they've got speakers and entertainment
yep,
and different
always.
Things going
yeah.
on.
It's always,
it's always beautiful. It is always so beautiful.
If you go to the India, I don't know what it is, the India something, and I'm going to look because we have that info on our thing. Let me just see.
Well, we
the
have
India
a,
Day.
While you're looking for that, we have a text in. Go ahead with that one.
And it's myiasc.com. Tickets at the door are $25. India Day is from 4 to 10. But we ate at Taste of India last night.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner's so nice there.
Chicken
I've known
tiki
him for,
masala. Garlic
in
naan.
Fact, my 21-year-old played with his 23-year-old when we used to eat dinner there years ago. So when they were just like 2 and 3 years old. So I've known him a long time. I'm looking forward to him being in my kitchen and cooking some naan bread and
Speaking
looking forward
of
to
your
that.
21-year-old.
I'm going to cry.
Kim's having apron string attachment issues.
So, hey, my hey, got married in, May. And to John, we love John. And she just moved out yesterday. They moved out of my townhouse. Now, I moved out of the townhouse first because I didn't want to live with them. But I came home one day and I just said, you know what? You can stay. You can stay. I looked at Lex and said, you can't stay. I said, because I'm going. I'm going back to the beach. Lex says, how come
I
gotta
go?
I said, because the law says so. But I miss them already. And
they are 4 miles away.
And I do have her on 360. So I can see where she and what John's both of them are doing. They like that.
If she would charge her phone.
So young people, I think they either hate being 360'd, but my kid loves me always knowing where she's at, and I love that.
Look, all I know is back in the 80s, I am so thankful we didn't have any of this technology.
You know what? That means I raised a good kid. Mm-hmm. That she
I was
doesn't,
a good kid.
She doesn't care if I know where they're at. And she told me one day, I said, I actually asked her, I said, do you want me to stop stalking you? Because I stalk John more than her, because if I know where John is, I can find her. But they said, no, we like you knowing where I'm at.
Yeah, actually, I probably wouldn't have minded it back in the 80s, because some of the places I were at probably didn't have any service, because they still don't have service up there in the Northwest Georgia Mountains and a lot of those places. So
I remember when I first moved to California, my dad had what was called a Watts line, and that was the closest thing you could have to knowing where somebody was it was a line, because that was when Ma Bell was around, and you paid
like an 800 line.
You paid a bazillion. Yes, you paid a bazillion dollars to call somebody. But my father made it so that I could call him every hour.
My word!
You know, and let him know, and I did. And if I didn't report in the morning, in the afternoon, in the night, oh yeah, he'd be on a plane. He'd be on a plane coming there, even though I lived with my brother Kenny, and But that was our form. And then we went to beepers, pagers. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Technology. You know what? We just talked about this earlier. AI is taking over everything. Somebody said they have a robot
jobs.
That actually, I don't know who
it is. Teacher. We were talking to somebody that was telling us that there is a robot teacher in New York who actually has... like the whole skin and everything.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh.
It's like Stepford
it's very
Wives.
Pretty.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty creepy.
I can't remember who's telling us about that.
That's pretty creepy. So, and we just saw something today that for people getting jobs, young people getting jobs, they need to actually learn AI, because if they walk in and take their whatever tests it is and interviews and whatever, and they have AI knowledge, they're getting hired way before somebody else, because we all know that AI is going to take over their job anytime anyways.
Absolutely.
So they're still always going to need
cooks. That's going to create a shift in unemployment. I mean, that's going to be, at one point you're going to have more unemployed than ever, but because the AI thing, you're going to almost have to have more unemployed to create, it's kind of a weird balance. I'll have to look it up, because I remember reading about that last week. Of the shift that it's creating.
Now, you're very good at AI.
I'm good at plugging in the right things.
I'm good at tech in
that's
general.
About really.
Listen, I'm telling y'all, I'm the best at AI and electronics.
It what?
Not I am. No.
She calls me over.
I know. I have to ask a 12-year-old how to turn my phone on and find something for me. So we've got a lot going on here.
We do. And I do have a text in.
Leah, so. let's go with that.
Judy's Mini Donuts. Ha ha.
Oh, Judy's Mini Donuts. Are they going to be with us at the Pride Fest? Which we're going to talk about in a little bit.
I am so sure. Okay. He is at the top of my list of the eight that were chosen.
And I look so forward. Steve Kennard and his wife, he left like the health department and is making donuts out of a little trailer, which I think is cool.
Yes.
And what do they say?
Well, let's see. Where are we? It says Tuesday, August 4th, Firestone Complete Care, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Don't go there because it's already over. That's completely on me. Let's see. Friday, August 7th at Lamplighter Village, 500 Light Lantern Boulevard in Melbourne, 7:30 a.m. to noon. And then Sunday, August 9th at Melbourne Beach Supermarket, 302 Ocean Avenue in Melbourne Beach.
You know, let's catch that one. We can do that.
Mm-hmm. Always hot, always fresh. And this is Judy's Mini Donuts. And you can check on them at judysminidonuts.com. And I'm sure there's things on their Facebook. And
so let's back up a second. The one in Melbourne Beach.
Mm-hmm. It's at Melbourne Beach Supermarket.
Okay, Melbourne Beach Supermarket, where I got to tell you, Charlie and I have been friends for, oh my gosh, 100 years. That used to be an IGA when I first moved here years ago. But Lex and I actually went there. It's a specialty store that we love. Yeah. We got tabbouleh. We got tzatziki. We got best pita.
We got some.
The wine selection's out of this world. I think it's got one of the best wine selections.
Is that where you got that chocolate cake out of there?
Oh, my gosh. They have
Bumpy cake.
For my Michigan people, he imports Saunders chocolate
Bumpy cake.
One of my favorites. If he had a caramel cake, I don't know, Jen, I'd be hanging out with him, I'm telling you. And I know you hate caramel, but that caramel cake is to die for.
That chocolate cake was really good. One bite of it, though, and my blood sugar was like,
it's my favorite.
But he's got loads of stuff from all different places. And I don't know who was from Michigan, but he's got a lot of Michigan products. I love, if I had my way, I'd open a place and call it the Michigan restaurant and have
Only if
Coney
they
Islands.
Had egg rolls. Michigan egg rolls are by far my favorite. And Keith, if you are listening and you're coming down here, you better put some in a suitcase.
Keith,
we smuggled them last time.
Keith's driving back. There's no reason he can't bring us a whole
frozen cake.
The national chili for our Coney dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need the Dearborn hot dogs, Dearborn sausage hot dogs.
Keith, you don't need clothes.
That's
just
right.
Smuggle us our food.
Keith has
bring
clothes here.
Food.
He's bi-coastal.
we'll be on that
North
show.
And South. Really, I mean Michigan, Lake Michigan.
He can bring us our egg rolls.
Egg rolls.
So, Danny, did you know that in Michigan, they don't put cabbage in their egg rolls. They put bean sprouts. And let me tell you, it makes it so much better. And I can clone that one. I can clone the egg rolls. There is a secret to doing it. I'm not going to tell anybody because I got
What's
one up
hilarious
on everybody.
About this whole thing on these egg rolls is literally she put these in her bag,
on
frozen, to fly back with.
Two
and
dozen
I'm like,
of
they
them.
Look like bricks of cocaine. And I'm like, we are so going to get stopped and it's going to be egg rolls and that's going to
be on that.
No, we didn't. They didn't even care. Yeah, she went right through x-ray. Nobody even cared.
Because it was like 24 little rolls all tied up in white and banded.
It's
and,
hilarious.
You know, we wanted it to
Only
stay
Kim.
Cold.
They're
going to
be on the smugglers
But we get back.
Show.
What's even worse is we get back and Kim goes, I have to leave for a little while. I'm like, it's midnight. Where are you going? Scott and I, again, Scott's on
we
fifth.
We have to dissect
These
it.
Two, I cannot let go anywhere together.
We dissected those egg rolls.
She goes over to Scott's.
Yeah.
She calls me laughing. I think there was wine involved, pretty sure, champagne, something. And they are literally cutting these things open like they're doing, you know.
We were doing surgery, but I did figure it out, and I know the secret. I can make those egg rolls here, but it's all about getting good skin. You got to get a good skin for them, and then the ingredients. Yep, I know the secret of Detroit's egg rolls.
I don't believe her because she has yet to make these.
I have two. I have two. They just go so fast.
No.
You know what? They go so fast. They go so fast. So, anyways, there's our Michigan. We miss our Michigan food. What else you got over there on your end?
Oh, we got a lot of things going on. I got a couple more text ends, but I'm going to throw
That's,
a couple
and
things
again,
out.
Again, you guys, go ahead. I just got another text. I love this because we put it out there for everybody today, not just our people, because let's just first of all, give mad love to Nick Moon.
Yes,
at Melbourne Nick. Seafood, who makes sure that we're here every week and that we can have anybody we want on the show.
I heard that he's got some kind of seafood bowl.
Listen, he's got a fresh catch lunch bowl, $10.99. You know what? I'm not just saying this.
Oh, my goodness.
It is the best value in town.
You can't eat for one person $10.99 in this town.
And you have some left over.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
We went to, and I'm not going to, you know, I don't like to trash restaurants, mm-hmm. but we got a bolognese the other day because we love bolognese. Scott's closed. Villa Palma, we couldn't get in because they're doing so well that we couldn't get a reservation. Yeah. So
we love you, Jack.
We hit one of the, I hate to say it, we hit a food truck.
Yeah.
We hit a food truck.
I had an ulterior motive for that, and it just didn't pan out. We are doing an exclusive with Space Coast Pride. We never have food trucks while we're doing an event. Space Coast Pride has got 15,000 people coming to the Melbourne Auditorium
September 26th. Yep.
It's an all-day event, the parade, and then all day till, I think, 6 or 8 or somewhere in there. And that's a lot of people to try to feed for just us. And so we decided to have, you know, we wanted to pick
this
the best.
This is a first for us, too.
Yes,
because we don't let food trucks in.
No, absolutely not. And so, you know, we've been doing a lot of research for a month and have narrowed it down to the 8 that we want.
One of them being Judy's Donuts.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to start the day with us.
You know, and
next week we're going to give that list.
10. Yeah, we were talking about 10, but we've got a couple that have got a little bit longer trucks. And honestly, I'd rather have them than try to fill in the other two spaces.
Yeah, yep.
Because their trucks, I'm literally the best of the best. I mean, this was a very hard decision because we've had people that have known that we're going to be doing this to send us messages. Hey, we want in on this. Hey,
we'd
love to
do this. And the day isn't all about food. It's about Pride Fest, which this is their 20th.
It's about inclusive, about being inclusive.
And it's 20th anniversary.
It's the 20th anniversary of Space Coast Pride. And it's a big event. It's going to be fenced off at the Melbourne Auditorium.
And
there's going to be a ton of things on the inside where it's nice and air conditioned. Vendors,
this is my biggest job.
It will be.
So I'm sort of excited to have 15,000 people. Mm-hmm. I'm used to 1,000 people a day and 5,000, but I got to tell you.
This will be 15,000.
Yeah, 15,000.
They're saying, you know, upwards now because so many people are responding to their side of it. And that's going to be throughout the day. It's not going to be, so I don't want anybody to get scared and go, there's 15,000 people in one place. It's throughout the day.
And we're going to come back to Nick's. I want to talk about Nick's. I just pulled it up. But let's just stop there with the Pride Fest because they're still looking for vendors. These cannot be vendors who just want to make money off of the Pride Fest thing.
No,
we need people who believe in diversity and people can be different.
Yes.
And
that everybody is included.
Everybody is included in this.
It's not a gay thing or a not gay thing, or it's not a white thing, a black thing, a pink thing. It's nothing like that. People don't understand. It is for inclusivity.
Right.
That way, you know, you're teaching your kids, listen to the Bible. Please don't stand on the sidewalk and scream at me that I'm going to hell when you're standing there judging.
Eastminster Church is going to be there. Eastminster Church is very big this year with it. Launch Credit Union. We're going to have a whole list. We're going to be talking about it every week. We're going to give a little love to everybody that's coming on board.
And if you do want to be a vendor, contact Tina. And honestly, the best way is spacecoastpride.org.
Right. And we'll get more information on that next week.
Yep. Do the main drop-down menu. And there's a vendor thing there. You know, by all means, you know, be inclusive.
Even the food trucks, we're all working together. Nobody's going to be price gouging.
Nope.
Everybody's water and sodas, they're all going to
be the same price.
Yeah.
On those things.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the things I made sure to look at is I don't want the same food trucks selling the same things.
Right.
There's no reason for that.
We have no.
So we've got
each truck's different.
The 8 are totally different.
Yeah.
And that way everybody has the opportunity instead of trying to go, okay, well, my burger's going to be $5, well, mine's going to be $6. There's no reason in that.
And you know,
the best burger that's going to be there is ours anyway, but you know, that's just my sake.
And I hope that last year, Lex was there. There was a big controversy about people reading books to them and stuff like this. And I have to tell you, it was so nice and fun for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And what it taught the kids is not to judge.
Exactly.
That's what it was all about.
Well,
there was nothing.
If you have a drag queen reading a book to a bunch of 6-year-olds, do you know what the 6-year-olds see? Somebody reading a book to them.
Right.
They do not know, oh, this is a drag queen. This is supposedly wrong. This is this. You make it wrong.
Right.
You know, you make it a problem.
And that's what I'm hoping for this year, because somebody got within 6 inches of my little one sitting next to me's face with a megaphone calling her all kinds of names. I thought that that was the worst thing I've ever seen in the world. Mm-hmm. And I'm just hoping they stay home. Don't come. If you don't like it, don't come.
And you're going to have that from both sides and a lot of things. But the thing about Space Coast Pride is they don't allow that on their side or the other side.
Right.
You know, you can get trespassed. It's right. not that difficult.
Right.
You come on making issues, you know, and the Melbourne police do not have to trespass you. You can be trespassed by the event person.
Right.
And
well,
if you don't leave,
police, so, yeah.
if you don't leave or you're disruptive, there's a Statute 42 in Melbourne, I believe it's City of Melbourne, Statute 42, disruptive
right.
behavior.
Right. So just stay you know? Home. Let everybody, if it's not your thing, don't come.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to this event. Like I said, in my career, it's the hugest thing I've done. And I've done big political events. You know, we've done our senators and our governors, and we've had thousands of people there. Mm-hmm. But this 15,000 is a lot of people to have. So I'm excited about it as a business way. What a way to go out on top. So a lot of pressure. I can't screw this one up.
Like you're
going
to go out, like going anywhere. You'll be another one next
Somebody
year.
Somebody just said that. Somebody said I'm never going to retire. I don't know who
He's
it was
not.
Yesterday.
She's never going to retire.
So let's get back just for a second.
Nick
we were talking
quick.
About Nick.
You said something about a seafood
Melbourne bowl? Seafood Station. Fresh catch seafood bowls. Build your own for $10.99. It includes a drink.
Oh my goodness.
And a drink's $3 out anywhere. So let's just say you're paying $7 for your food, you know. I just did that math wrong. It's eight. All right. Choose your base. Garlic rice, linguine, or mixed greens. Number two, choose your protein, shrimp, salmon bites, chicken, or fish bites. And number three, your add-ons. I'm going to drop all my stuff here. This one's weird. Sausage or eggs, shrimp, salmon bites, fresh bites, or chicken. Extra portion or add to your selected protein. Scallops, lobster tail, or snow crab. It includes a fountain drink, iced tea, or lemonade. Add hush puppies or garlic bay fries for $6.
Okay.
You guys, there's no better
starving.
Value in time in town.
Hungry.
There really isn't.
$10.99. I mean, what is that meal that you like to get at McDonald's? If you get a Big Mac meal. Well, you get that one, but sometimes you'll get the Big Mac meal, and that thing's like $12.
$12 for a Big Mac.
A Big Mac, fries, and a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of controversy about that McDonald's all
but
over again.
McDonald's.
I'm not
going to
say it on
goodness.
The air, but they did that years ago.
They did the same thing with Taco Bell meat and different things.
But there's a
like
mathematical thing about it, and I'm not even going to talk about it because I find it very disgusting. But it is something to think about when you brag about how many million people you serve a day hamburgers. Where's all that beef coming from? Obviously, they don't watch Yellowstone like I do.
My goodness.
Danny, did you watch Yellowstone? You got to watch these shows. I've been telling you every week. That's a big thing.
So I don't know if I can handle him acting like Rip and you acting like Beth.
So
Alex and I just sitting back shaking our heads.
This is the first time this summer because, you know, this first time we've closed the college restaurants. Mm-hmm. They do open back up August 18th. Eastern Florida State College goes back in. And but it's the first time I've had the summer. Of course, I've been at the auditorium, but I've actually taken on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched so many series. I see all the time on Facebook. Name a good series. I loved Firefly Lane.
Yes.
I loved The Maid.
The Way Home.
The Way Home. Oh, I love The Way Home. I can't wait for it to come back.
It's not coming back.
The Walter Boys.
No, that.
What is it?
It's okay. Me and Jen.
But what is it called? Life?
Oh, there's Life Unexpected.
Life Unexpected.
My Life with the Walter Boys. We're watching Atypical.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm enjoying this Atypical.
It's
and
good.
Which is really cool. Last week, we had on Jacqueline talking about the event that we're and we're gonna talk about that before the day's over, too, but about autism. Now, this is a series about a boy with autism where you're living his life with him.
His name is Sam.
I got to tell you, though, Sam has taught me a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Because it is cool to be in the eye of what they really see.
Exactly.
And what they, and I think there's so many, like we were saying the other day with Jacqueline, there's so many people, every family has somebody. I know we do. I'm not going to say who he is on the air and embarrass him because he's a genius, but I'm telling you, I see a lot of Elon Musk in somebody in my family. So I'm telling you, I think that if every family's affected by it. We've got... We've got a few things happening also. Now, this is one that I need to try because you guys have heard me say that I love going to FM Pizza for their trivia night. Marker 99 on US 1 in Melbourne has a themed bingo.
Wow.
It's on Wednesdays from 5 to 9. We need to try that. Jen, we did bingo one night, but I think it was like dirty bingo.
We did.
Oh, my God.
Was this when Kathy was here?
I did it with Stephanie.
Yeah,
Scott hosted it.
Oh, my goodness.
I love bingo, but I cannot go to that.
I don't know that I enjoyed the dirty bingo. I'm going to say it here. Maybe I'm lame. But I like bingo as a whole, so themed bingo. We got to look into that and see if that's something worth going out for, themed bingo.
I like bingo.
Sometimes you can't go to this.
I know. It's dirty bingo.
You always talk about Titusville.
There's a few things going on everywhere. Actually, Rockledge has got Pack to the Future, a back-to-school and end-of-summer party at Frank T. Forrester Rec Center in Rockledge, 4 to 7 on Friday. You got the First Friday Art Walk through Galley Art District around 5 o'clock. First Friday food trucks and live music at Wickham Park at 5 to 9. They got music by the Pink Spice Band. I'm not real sure who that is.
So
I know I've
I
heard
don't
of
either.
Them several times. Open mic night with Steve Hodak at Curry Brewing. And
are these
Cape.
All Titusville?
Mm-mm. These are Cape. There's a little bit everywhere. Karaoke at Lou's Blues. Mm. That's the beachside at Indian Harbor. Saturday, Merritt Island Farmers Market at Chris. Fully Groves. Sorry if I just said that wrong. 9 to 2. And one of my favorites, this is up in Mims. It's Tour of the Harry T. and Harriet V. Moore Museum and Memorial Park. A lot of people don't even realize Mims is full of things to do.
Where is Mims?
Mims is north of Titusville before you get into Oak Hill. Oak Hill is south of like Port Orange and New Smyrna.
Because when somebody talks about Mims, I always think about jail, Camp Road. I don't know why.
That's nowhere near there.
It's not.
No. It's on the other side of Titusville going north. And Mims has actually got...
Is that Brevard?
It is. It's the very far north.
I know
north.
It is.
Yeah. You got Scottsmore and things like that. But up there is the Buddhist garden is up there. It is a big Buddhist temple that you can go up to.
So, and I'm not to break in, but you know, we have a Buddhist temple here mm-hmm. in Melbourne on Sundays, and they didn't tell us to do a commercial or anything for them, but I just want to tell you, because I want to go. Diane's gone to it many times. On Sundays, you got to get there early, they said, 9 o'clock. They told me they have the best pad thai, and you can stay. Danny, have you ever been to the monks thing? It looks pretty cool, to tell you the truth. I know that we're sitting here and we're going, I don't know about this one. I want to do it. I want to go. And which reminds me, it's the same thing. We've got the new Thai restaurant right there by Panera that opened. We're going to have him on the show. We're going to have him come and talk about, because his father, Oi, was around forever with Thai Village. And we lost Oi a few years ago, but he's just opened a new place in O'Galley, so we're going to have him on the show. We got a lot happening coming
Absolutely.
Up.
We got a lot coming up.
I mean, we do.
Well, our calendars and here, we've got so much coming up. But back to the Harry T. and Harriet Moore, they were pioneering Florida civil rights leaders and educators in the Titusville area, and they had a lot of things going on. One of the things that they did is they were with the school board, and they got fired in 1946 by the school board because they refused to stop their civil rights. And on Christmas night, 1951, their 25th wedding anniversary, a bomb was planted under their bedroom in Mims. Harry died on the way to the hospital, and Harriet died 9 days later. Later, the state investigators pointed to I don't know if I can say this online, on the air, so I'll just say a white hooded bunch. But no criminal charges were ever brought against them. And so they, thought that they got rid of them.
So this is their housing that's still standing.
Yes, this is their, this is their land and their legacy. And it made them martyrs and made it even more, this reinforced the civil rights movement to go forward. We can't have these people, bombing us and telling us to stop. The school board fired them. They didn't stop.
So they Harriet kept T. going. Moore.
Harriet T. Moore.
And that's what our... courthouse is called
mm-hmm.
the Harriet T. Moore Center.
Yep.
More famous than I guess. I don't have anything named after me.
But it's an amazing story and a beautiful place. The grounds are beautiful.
And anybody can go.
Yes. Yep. You can go.
Do you hear that?
Yep.
Everybody?
Everybody
check
can go.
That out.
I can go?
Absolutely.
You can't go. You got to go to school.
In Titusville, Project Backpack at Andrew Pickett Law Firm. That's going to be on Saturday, 10 to 12.
And this is your last chance to get backpacks, too. I love that everybody's doing that. Mm-hmm. And we just saw it's almost $500 for the normal elementary kid to put them in school right now with backpack clothing and school supplies. Mm-hmm. And so the people who are crying, oh, our love, our, and we're going to talk about that. You know, I'm not going to go off the air without talking about our $250,000 tax.
Yeah.
You know, the people that say, I don't know why I have to pay school taxes when I don't have any kids in school.
Go
it's
ahead
like,
and try
you
to
know what?
Vote the wrong way on that bill and you'll be paying a lot more of it.
Yeah. And we've just, you know what? You just said something today, even the sheriffs mm-hmm. are now supporting the vote no.
Yes.
On this bill and starting to get involved in that. I love to see that. I wish we could get your friend here, your sheriff.
I'll see if I can get Mr. Ivey, Sheriff Ivey.
Yeah.
See what we can do.
And he's been here before in this studio, so mm-hmm. but that would be great to get his take. We still want to get Sherry Talbot here talking about it
we
for
do.
The real estate world.
Yep,
but people are getting educated about this, and what we're talking about is it Amendment 3?
Amendment 3. Vote no on Amendment 3.
Right.
It sounds so good, and everybody is like, oh, well, if these cities would tighten up their money and do this. Well,
listen, when I hear $250,000 homestead tax exemption, it sounds great. I'm just putting yes.
It does.
Say no. That's right.
But that is the hook.
Right.
That is the hook. You do not realize you're being reeled in for a huge, huge disappointment. Everything in your community is going to be lost. You know, you're not going to have any of these services for backpacks.
Libraries.
You're not going to have libraries,
closing.
Pools, senior centers, transportation for
mosquitoes,
anybody. Mosquito control. Cutting the cemeteries, cutting the grass in general.
And you might have them. You're just going to be paying for
you're
them.
You're going to be paying a lot more.
Somewhere
your fire
else.
Protection that you pay for, all your taxes will go up. All of your, anything in the community has to go up.
Right.
To
it's got to be paid for. Or we're not going to have them.
Exactly.
So when you're driving down the road, that middle section won't be mowed. Mm-hmm. All these things. Park and
well,
wreck.
Well, not only that, you know, even your essential services are going to be affected. Your fire departments, your police departments, there's going to be a huge retirement boom because nobody's going to want to try to stay and, you know, play Batman in a community that doesn't have enough officers.
That's right.
So why would you go ahead and put yourself out on the line worse than it already is now when you can go ahead and retire?
Right,
you know? And
exactly.
So now we're giving a bunch of inexperienced, if you can get anybody.
And I think it's better
and
for
that's
us
fire
to say...
And law enforcement.
Instead of just us saying vote no, because mm-hmm. who are we to say vote no?
Exactly.
Go get educated. That's
get
what
educated.
I say. Go get
go
educated
to our Facebook
on all
page.
The things you lose.
What's
yes.
cooking in the 321? I've got several links that I've posted there that are from the different divisions in Florida that are neutral on it, but they show you the numbers.
Right.
They show you the
we
numbers.
We need to call Dan at Atlantic Mortgage and get him involved and see what he says. It would be interesting. We got another one, cars. We blew up another car engine in my home, the Lincoln, and
oh,
it's gone over to the nicest place in town.
Don't be trying to steal my. Don't be trying to steal
tell
my
them,
ad.
Tell them who it is.
It's East Coast Motorworks. East
and
Coast
let
Motors.
Me tell you, he has been so patient with
and
me.
And I'm horrible with names, y'all. And he was going to call in, so he must have gotten busy because he was another one of our call-in ads or text-in ads. But they have been so phenomenal to you.
They are because my brother Keith, we lent him the Lincoln. And he took her for a ride. He overheated. And the car went through some water mm-hmm. and got water up in the engine.
Yeah, got water in the intake and it blew the head gasket
yeah.
and different things like that. And East Coast Motors is taking phenomenal care of you. They're working with
yep.
insurance. They're working with you. They're being patient with Kim because Kim has a million questions. but they are at 1653 North Harbor City Boulevard in Melbourne. And you can call them at their main number of 321-831-8528.
They do all kinds of repairs on every kind of car.
Yes, they
and,
they
I can tell you,
they've actually worked on my son's Cadillac, his
yeah.
big Escalade.
Yeah.
So, and he loves these.
Vehicles. No, we've been in there quite a few times. So, again, that's East Coast Motorworks, mm-hmm. ECM. Right there, it's just north of O'Galley. Right
the
on US
burger,
One.
What is that burger place?
Before the Burger Inn.
Burger Inn.
I love Burger Inn.
Burger Inn. Me
Hello,
too.
Mike. I love Burger Inn. The you know, did you see everybody is doing the again on the 3-2-1, and we love the 3-2-1, mm-hmm. Lynn Dowling and them, the best pizza in town, best burger in town. I'm here to tell you, they have to lay off that best pizza. It's almost like when we got in the war for best Philly sandwiches.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you can't say what's best. Some people like Whiz on theirs. Some people like Cooper Cheese.
I don't even understand the Whiz and no Whiz thing. I've never, until you showed me that or made that, and I'm like, uh-uh.
So I actually made her angry one day because I was at the college, and she got a Philly, and I go, Whiz or Whiz out? And she goes, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I go, do you know what I'm talking about, Danny? It's the that
with or without it, cheese,
that like this, liquid cheese.
Yeah,
that's now we like that on Ritz crackers.
Yeah, but that's the only place it should be.
That we like that on Ritz crackers. It's got to be though the good one. I think it's like Nabisco.
Oh, I don't know about that. That's like putting pimento cheese on chicken. Chick-fil-A is doing that, and it's one of their hottest sellers. Hot pimento cheese on their chicken.
Oh, so let's talk about Chick-fil-A.
I love Chick-fil-A.
So, you know, Chick-fil-A, oh, what did we call her when she says I love Chick-fil-A?
Well, I can't say anything. She and I went to Chick-fil-A the other night without
you. Oh, man. That's just wrong.
Yeah.
So Chick-fil-A is next to us in our little food court there.
Yeah,
you can't compete with Chick-fil-A.
Oh, no.
I just don't understand it. We could make the best pho. You know, I went on and I Googled the best sub and sandwiches all around America. Number two was the Big Boy or Fresk's.
And I have to admit, that sounded
that
like
ham
a disaster.
Sandwich. It's called a Slim Jim.
Yep,
a Slim
it sounds
Jim.
Like a disaster, but
and the secret sauce you didn't even want to try.
Nope.
It's but great
it is
on
phenomenal.
That. It is. It's a great sandwich. So here we are doing great sandwiches, but what do the kids want?
Chick-fil-A.
These little nuggets. I'm talking bad about your Chick-fil-A.
No,
My kids love you.
I get the number one with a chicken sandwich, only pickle, and waffle fries, and a... Yeah.
I hate that you even know what a number one is
know,
with
right?
the,
I mean,
with
she
the
goes
enemy.
Too much.
Stay away from the enemy.
Mm-hmm. That's
so,
not my enemy.
So we're opening up again right next to
Chick-fil-A.
And it'll be an interesting year. They closed for the summer, as they always do. Mm-hmm. We got Jenna's Pizza.
I heard that they're not doing breakfast this year, though.
Yeah. They're not. They're not doing
Nobody
breakfast.
Nobody is. I mean,
huh?
I don't think anybody is in there.
Maybe you are.
Not me. I am not at Melbourne. Scully's, I think, does a few things.
Yeah, waffles
for
and
their,
stuff.
Yeah.
Eastern Florida State College goes back on the 18th again. And so let's talk about the auditorium. Let's talk about
Speaking,
what we have
yes,
going.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. City of Melbourne Parks and Recreation is presenting at the Melbourne Auditorium, which is actually Patty, does such a great job with the Spooktacular. The Spooktacular is going to happen this year, Saturday, October 24th at the Melbourne Auditorium, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's indoor trick-or-treating. Kids love it. There's last year, I don't even know how many people were at this thing last
year.
And
listen, don't let the line scare you because they are wrapped around the building to get in.
It is. And
but it's worth the wait.
There are so many vendors, but she still has room for vendors and would love some more vendors.
Good.
You can call Patty at 321-608-7420 or Jalen. I'm not real sure who does what with that, but, you know, get in. Get your company in there. I mean, it's great advertising. You have thousands and thousands of families walking through there, and you can give them a little bag with your name on it with their candy. Just
so, and here's the thing,
kids,
it's,
candy, make them happy.
The police are out there with their popcorn, and the police actually have in the front, they've got the last year they had the SWAT truck.
Oh yeah,
the kids could go in the fire trucks. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like
touch
a truck.
Oh yeah, that's one last year. I remember now that little boy in the SWAT truck. His mom couldn't get him out of it,
nope.
And she's like, "Will you go crawl in there and get him?" And I'm like,
"Yeah,
no."
They could have cared less about the candy.
But he came out. I bribed him with candy. So.
But the police are out there with their popcorn and everything, mm-hmm. and starting the day. And then once you get in, it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a safe environment and lots of things for the kids to do.
Yep.
And we're there at the end.
Yeah.
With whatever you want. If you haven't had too much candy, you got room for a hot dog. We're there at the end to say hi to everybody.
Or if you're, you know, one of those parents, like I would probably be after seeing a million kids, I need that just little bit of Michelob Ultra, just a little bit.
So this is what we've got happening. We've got the Melbourne Municipal Band. And
tomorrow night.
Dave's actually sent me.
Oh, he's not going to be here. That's right.
Pardon?
I thought he's going to be here, but I just realized
he's
not.
No, they didn't. They tried to make it, but but they didn't. But this is what's happening. And this sounds pretty cool because I love, you know, I said this once in church. Kenny said, one of my friends, Kim, said, you know, how do we get people to listen to music in church? You got to play something you know. Mm-hmm. You got to play something that everybody knows, and that's what gets them out of their seats. So,
oh, yeah. Start with a good Amazing Grace. And,
there
you know,
go.
Everybody. It's one of those sing-along karaoke things. Mm-hmm. And like, you know. Yeah.
So the MMB's concert, the Dave Hudson and Kurt are, you know, they run the thing, and it's in Marcy, and it's starting to really take off. They're looking for a fantastic night of music, live music. The Melbourne Municipal Band is inviting you to an evening of Pops, P-O-P-S, madam, conducted by Stacey Rosbury, from the cinematic drama of Rocky and Broadway favorites like Chicago to high-spirited hits from Riverdance and iconic medleys by Frank Sinatra, Billy Joel, Jackson 5. They're thinking everybody will love this music. They'll know this music. The event is going to start, this is 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday of this week, the 5th and 6th. It's at 7 a.m. It's at the Melbourne Auditorium, 625 East Hibiscus Boulevard. You know that's where I'm at. Admission is free for this. No tickets are required. You can bring your family, your friends, anybody that loves great music, or anybody that just wants to come out of the hot and come into a cold room. I know you've been to the orchestra. Have you seen the band? So
oh, it's good.
I got to tell you, this one sounds even better than usual.
Well, last month they had like a guy and a lady and a man on stage. Like, I think they were doing a jazz thing, but they were dressed the part.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh,
you know me.
Like
I love dressing the part on anything.
Your like, way home in your, or like, actually that other one we've been watching, The Gilded.
Oh, The Gilded Age.
The Gilded
Age.
Yeah.
No, they weren't quite that. They were more like, jazz age type thing.
Like so the 20s, nice. The roaring 20s.
Kind of, yeah, it was really nice. I really
Which
liked it.
Which is taking off. People are doing these
prohibition parties.
Prohibition parties. We're going to do one.
I think I've been invited to two.
We're going to be doing one. I know you already got that dress, I'm sure.
I'm telling you, I'll be getting it.
So that's the band. We need to come up with something really cool food-wise.
I'll come up
come
with
in,
something.
Listen, yeah. Come in and check out the City Bistro. I'm going to cook. I'm cooking Wednesday and Thursday.
Come in and tell us you heard us on the radio, and I'll make sure she gives you a free cookie.
She gives everybody a free cookie. You know what? That cookie cost me so much because I bake it in the oven.
Yep.
It's not like we pulled it out of an Oreo box, right? And she's always giving away free cookies. Free cookies or too much alcohol. Let me tell you, if Jen's pouring, you're getting drunk. That's all there is to it.
Business end, and I don't mean the business end of a bottle, because I'm like, oh, you said a three count, and I'm like six into it. I don't know. I don't know. You're like, how did you go through a whole bottle of Tito's? I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Don't let me back
I don't
in.
Know. So anyways, that's this week. Come see us for the band on Friday. This is really cool. This is a night that I know, Danny, you're going to want to go. The NXT is live. Friday, August 7th. The doors open at 6:30. We've got the NXT Fights live at the auditorium.
Yes.
So I'm there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week.
Oh, no, you're also
this
there Sunday.
Weekend.
You're
this
also
weekend.
There Sunday because
I know.
It's the
I was
Oddity
getting that
show.
One too.
No, you're not stealing it from me.
The, huh? You know what? We're going to give a second, and I'll tell you to pick up your phone because we've got tickets to the NXT Live. We're going to be giving away tickets today. Let's do it right now. And, Danny, I'm going to buy your ticket so you're going.
And, I started to say, wait, you don't have to buy them because Danny helps us out.
That's right.
He comes in and helps me.
The NXT Live tickets, let's give the 10th person to text, I want those NXT Live tickets for this Friday, August 7th. Doors open at 6:30. I don't know if it's televised, not televised.
And
I don't
since
know
you're like
the
making
Rock's
fun of me and the drinking, we're just going to give them a free drink as well.
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah.
What,
tickets
the
and a free
tickets,
drink. Yep.
Free drink and
free
ticket.
Free drink and a
Ooh.
Ticket. If you win it. You get
All right,
free drink.
So
10th One free
person
drink.
To text, I want those tickets. We're going to make sure that you get tickets to the NXT Live. And then on Saturday, we're following that up with, of course, our India Day that we talked about before, 4 to 10. Sunday, go ahead, John.
It is the Melbourne Oddities Festival, August 9th, 2026, 12 to 4, over 90 vendors. This is their second annual one.
And this is all kinds of different stuff.
It is. It says witchy items, crystals, wet specimens, bones, taxidermy, art, apparel, soaps, and more. Not everybody's cup of tea, but this thing gets packed.
Yep.
Every
And it's
year.
Fun.
This is the second time
it
last year. And it was. It's very fun. Of course, it's all right at my alley because I like the strange
and
unusual.
Tell them that the FloridaOddities Market.com.
Yes.
Get on that. It's
you
Florida.
Go. Yep. You go to, well, you can get, ask Ryan at FloridaOddities Market.com.
And it's markets with Ryan. An S, you guys. Yep. FloridaOddities Markets with an S.com. And yep, it'll, you can get all the information.
If you have questions, it's Ryan, R-Y-A-N, at Florida, or F-L, Florida, yeah, Florida Oddities, sorry, Market.com.
And it's Markets.
Markets. And I'll put this on Facebook as well.
Yeah.
Free admission and parking, free parking. It's all indoors. It's an all-ages event, so you don't have to be afraid to bring your kids
right.
to this. It's nothing.
They've got a lot of stuff for kids also.
You know, let's open their minds to curiosity. Let them ask you what some of this stuff is.
Right.
If you can't answer it, find somebody. You know, become, you
Listen,
know.
Last time they had the bubble guy there that has parties with bubbles. I love that. On Saturday, August 15th, Cherished Sisterhood Pampering Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's Betsy Delgado and Ken and everybody over at the House Church in Palm Bay from 10:30 to 3. That's what's a little different this time. It's always been a night event. This is the first time that I remember them doing it during the day. Anybody can come. They have people in there. They're doing nails and all kinds of pampering stuff for, you know, they
always
see women.
That last event was, that massage that was in there, I took advantage of it.
Yes, you did.
For that, and I'm here to tell you, I'd pay for that 10 times over. That
and this
was
is
wonderful.
Totally free. They're doing mm-hmm. all this pampering for nothing.
But make sure you tip your people if you do that.
That's right. And you know what? And if you can't tip, come anyways, because this is a house thing. It's thehousepalmbay.com. You can go also to, of course, our Melbourne Auditorium upcoming events and get all that info. Saturday, August 22nd, and Sunday, August 23rd, our gun and knife show. Is going to be back. The Florida Gun Shows, that's from 9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 4 on Sunday. Tickets are at the door, $8. And
which is cheaper than from what some of the other vendors and people were telling me, because I said, you know, I don't know how much it is to get into these things around the state. And they're like, oh, no, it's $10, $12, and $15.
Yeah.
So... Yeah,
and come in and eat. You don't want to buy a gun. Come in and eat. It's a great day to just come
it really
and
is,
eat
yeah.
and see cool stuff. You can actually get your license there also. I don't know what kind it is. Let's ask the cop in the room. What is it?
Your concealed carry.
Your concealed carry.
You can apply for it there.
And yeah, and they do the class. They actually
they
do it up on the stage.
And they also, if you buy a gun and you do not have a concealed carry, you cannot walk away with that gun that day. That's a lot of people don't realize that. You do have a 3-day wait in Florida. Then you can go pick it up, or, you know, if you have your concealed carry, you can come in and buy a gun.
I don't know why all 100 people in the room go, oh, no, and Kim, we're not selling you a gun. I don't know.
Oh,
I just don't get it.
I just can't imagine.
The one guy said, just get wasp spray.
That's true. That is very true.
I'm sorry to say that the Blondie tribute concert has been canceled.
Really?
On August 28th, and I have to tell you, the reason I want to make this real clear is, on the Facebook and everything, it's still saying it's on.
On his Facebook?
Yep. It's still saying on Facebook. I looked even today. It's still saying it on. It is not. Our Blondie tribute concert.
And if you bought tickets to that, don't call the auditorium, because
right.
the auditorium
All
has nothing to do with those tickets. You'll have to call whoever you originally
right.
got them from.
So,
I
but
think
that
that's
is canceled.
Before, so.
Saturday, August 29th. This is the one, Jacqueline, who we had here last week.
Yes.
Angels Bring Gaps. We're going to be talking a lot more about that this month because it's a very, very good thing.
I'm going to have her back on again, too, before.
And I think they're going to come. I think she's going to bring somebody else with her.
I think Nicole.
Helping Hands Free Disability Resource Fair. It's all kinds of resources. It's going to be 11 to 4. Info is available at 321-324-1643, ovcfl.org, Angels Bridging Gaps. That's going to be, that really is a... Just resources for anybody having their house with autism. Just a little bit about September. We're going to have our orchestra, My Favorite Night, September
2nd. They have a lot planned. It is huge.
You know what? Our September, I think, is going to be the busiest month. I need to October 1st, I need to retire, I think, and say I've had enough, because September truly is, I think, the busiest month I've ever had. We've got the orchestra is going to be there on Wednesday and Thursday, September 2nd, 3rd. We've got Rocket Con coming
back.
Yes, we do. The Space Coast Card Show is coming back. Big, big days.
Phenomenal.
Brevard Recovery is coming with all their resources. We've got Dancing Ninjas, and we've got Fear Circus. We've got, and we're going to talk about these during the month, so I'm not going to give you all the info right now. But K-Pop Warriors on September 19th. The one thing with the Fierce Circus Unleashed on September 18th and K-Pop Warriors, you do want to get tickets now for that.
You do.
It
Those
sells out.
Sold out.
We have a full house for that.
There were actually people standing outside hoping to be able to get in, and it just did not happen.
It was crazy.
For K-pop. But it was, hey, it was...
The Woman of Rock show is coming up also. You want to get tickets for that? That's the Vegas one.
Yes, I know.
I love that one. We've got the Space Coast Pride then. We've got a weekend where we're not going to sleep. Because Friday, we're going to do the Women of Rock show. Saturday, we're going to do the Pride, and we're going to start from day to night.
The Women of Rock will be there till midnight getting everything ready, and then turn right around. The boys at the auditorium have got a reset. We'll be doing the same thing to get everything ready by 6 in the morning.
And then Sunday, we've got the Space Coast Guitar Expo.
Yes, we do.
I'm sort of excited about that one. I wish my brother Kenny would come in, play a little guitar for us all.
Annie, come see us.
But lots and lots happening in the next 2 months. We're going to have the people that are doing that. We're also going to try to get Matthew from Eastminster Church to come in because he's going to be a big part of the Pride Fest. Mm-hmm. And I want to get him in so that we can show different sides of that. And because I know a lot of controversy about that. We don't really like
to do controversy. Well, and honestly, if we're going to do that, if somebody wants to come in and give their opinion of the other side, you know, as long as you're not going to come in and be violent and be rude and be obnoxious, you know, we would consider it.
That's right. So we're open.
We are.
We're diversified. Is that the word?
Diverse. She makes up her own word. Drive however she wants to drive. She thinks she's Beth Dutton. I'm just saying, y'all.
That's right.
You can be Rip. I'll be the kid they adopted.
Oh, my goodness, Carter.
So I love that what's cooking in the 321, what we're really about is what's happening in Brevard. Mm-hmm. This week, this month, coming up, remember to text us 321-437-1567. The other thing we're going to give away right now also is a $25 gift certificate to eat at Melbourne Seafood. No, Lex, you can't have it.
Pick a number, Lex, between 1 and 25.
25.
Okay, 25th person to text, I'd like to go to dinner at
Melbourne Seafood.
And also, if you've never ate there... and you want to try it, text us and just say, hey, you know, I've never been there. And we'll try to get you some love from Nick at Melbourne Seafood. Don't forget, they got fried food now because, you know, this body doesn't work on water alone. It loves its fried food.
I like fried oysters. Nothing's sticky.
Ew. So Danny gave us the peace sign. I thought he was chilling out and, you know, saying peace, love, and tranquility. But instead, he's giving us the finger now. We all know what that means.
No.
Jen, do you have anything you want to add here in this last second?
No, just everybody keep an open mind with everything going on in the world. You know,
educate yourself
to these amendments. You know, look around. Don't just listen to what I'm saying or Kim saying or the governor saying. Educate yourself.
And
all I can say.
Just one more thing back. Welcome back, teachers. August 3rd to the 7th, free coffee before you get into school.
Where?
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Our McDonald's over Indian Harbor. All McDonald's.
I'm telling you.
Oh, wow.
All of the participating ones, they've got welcome back students and families for happy meals also. So, everybody, check our websites out, check our Facebook, and thanks for tuning in to What's Cooking in the 321.
Bye.
Bye.